And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Jake and the Jellyfish, Spokesdog. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Jake and the Jellyfish, Tony. First time we played them. Leeds Folk Punk. Got a new album coming out called Long in Winters. What is Jake and the Jellyfish's Bandcamp page?
jakeandjellyfish.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. And it's all the letters. It's not that whatever you call that and thing. What is it?
Ampersand.
Ampersand. Is it an ampersand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not that. jakeandjellyfish.bandcamp.com. jakeandjellyfish.bandcamp.com. I like that. We might play something more by them if we get sent it. You never know, do you? We might get more. We've only been sent that as now. I don't think the album's out yet. I think that's why we just got that track. Right. I mean, I could double check, but frankly, that would bore everybody.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'll let you know about Jake and the Jellyfish. You could always just go to their Bandcamp page and find out, couldn't you? That'd be the best thing to do. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Excellent.
Nice, isn't it? If you've got a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I haven't had any in ages. Anyway, I did get this message. Hey up, Punky Paul. Which, same time I've been called that recently. Been listening to Punky in a random order lately. Best way to do it.
Yeah.
And caught the one where you were discussing being introduced to Carmel. Not Punky in the slightest, but I had a similar introduction and loved the tunes. Bad Day was always a favourite, and years later I persuaded Not My Good Arm to cover it in our usual style. Here's a clip from Riverside Festival in Leicester a few years back. Obviously I can't play the clip. But it's a much more faithful rendition of the Carmel song Bad Day, which was a pop hit in the early 80s, and not my favourite one of hers by any stretch, I should say. I was far more into more and the upbeat numbers. Pay attention. Anyway, he says, enjoy the real Chris Evans. Buzz. So the real Chris Evans, I'm very impressed with you that you said that your band should cover Bad Day, but in my opinion they did cover entirely the wrong Carmel track there. Should have gone for something much more upbeat. Anyway,
no, well,
not my band.
No, sir. No, sir.
Right then, we're going to play... thank you very much, by the way, Chris. And do let us know if you do any more Carmel covers in the future.
There you go.
If there's anything that you would like to send to me at all, just email paulieb@punkyradio.com. I will probably read it. Going to play Turn of Rotan.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Virgin Marys, something I always enjoy saying. Mm-hmm. First up, the Darts. As in the LA Phoenix garage rockers that are, half of them are in LA, half of them in Phoenix. But quite frankly, most of them are in Europe most of the time. They're doing yet another European tour right now. As we speak, they're playing Nambuka in London. The rest of the shows they've got are in mainland Europe. You can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/TheDartsOfficial.
Oh, Facebook.com/TheDartsUS. Because obviously there was a band called Darts in the 70s and early 80s that were largely rubbish in England. But anyway, when you're called The Darts, you got to make sure that you are The Dartsus, as I would say, The Darts US. Facebook.com/TheDartsUS. And I'm really loving this. This is a new single that they've got out in, I think, advance of a new album, but certainly... This is one of two tracks they sent. We're playing this one. The only way, I like the other one, but we're playing this one because it's faster. You know what I'm like?
No love of fast.
If it's fast, I'll play it. If it's really fast, you'll play it.
Yeah, it's about right, yeah.
If it's super fast, we'll both play it, but realise we're probably a little bit too old to be listening to that. Anyway, point is, this is the Darts Subsonic Drink.
Come round.
wank stain on the duvet of society.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Virgin Marys, a band we played relatively recently, because this is what you've just heard was a track called Step Up, which was actually a demo and is the last demo that they've done before they go into the studio to record them all properly. So that's why it might have sounded not like the finished article, because it's not, but it's damn good, so I thought I'd play it anyway. They are a Macclesfield indie punk two-piece. The first time we played them, they were a three-piece.
Oh.
I wonder if there'll be a two-piece later on in the show that is now a solo artist. It's just too early to tell, Tony.
Okay.
What is the Virgin Mary's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Virgin Mary's Band.
Facebook.com/The Virgin Mary's Official. You've been a little bit unlucky, I've got to say, though, but a little bit unlucky. Poorly internet. 2, Tony, 1. Mm-hmm. Do you have any Facebook comments?
I do.
In that case, it's time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. If you'd like to hear from you, leave us a comment, get in touch. Messages, not so much. You'll be very lucky if we do read your messages, but we do see your comments. So if you want to send us a message, email is your friend. Tony@punkyradio.com for me. Paulieb@punkyradio.com for Paul.
Correct.
Paul also works, by the way, but anyway.
Yeah, but only part-time.
Exactly. Right. So I ran a one this week, and it did actually come through as a message, but it was so good we had to let it through.
Yeah, we both read it, didn't we?
We did.
I like it.
But no one else can see it, only us. So if you do leave us a comment, other people can get to see it, and that's the whole point. So Aaron Kosilniak has been in touch. He says, I really hope our glorious supreme leader, Donald Trump, doesn't hit his podcast with tariffs. Wouldn't put it past him. You guys rock. Punk isn't dead. Long live punk. Thanks for all the work to making this cast happen. Thank you very much, Mr. Kosioniak.
I have no idea whether that's how you say his name or not, but I'm not even trying.
No. K-O-S-C-I-E-L-N-I-A-K. Kosioniak.
What's that?
I'm saying Kosioniak, but you know.
I reckon that's close enough.
Yeah.
I hope he's not celiac. So that's that, is it?
That's all I have.
Thank you very much for the comment, by the way. We do appreciate it, but as I say, it came as a message. If you can leave us comments, that's much better.
Yeah. Everyone can see that.
And that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you, Boyle. So, Tony, we're friends with a band, aren't we, called Scanner?
Yes, we are, yep.
And Scanner are, now, I'm not saying Philadelphia, I'm saying Pennsylvania. Punk rock band, they're going very long time, but they also branch out into other forms of music as well, including, I don't know whether you call it horror rock or death rock or that sort of, they get a bit gothy sometimes. Anyway, they've got a new CD coming out, and I got an email from Joe, the lead singer of Scanner, saying, look, we'd like Punky to be one of the podcast to place first, and they just sent us two taster tracks from the forthcoming album, Tony.
Ooh, lovely.
So we're going to play one of them. We're going to play it right now. What is Scanner's website?
Scanner.de?
I don't know where you got the .de
from. No, it was in the back of my mind, so I thought, if it's there for a reason, I know they're not German, but sometimes that happens.
Yeah, but I know what you were thinking, because what you're doing there, you were using your brainified muscle memory to remember websites from not long ago. Scanner1979.com, Tony.
Wow.
Which you got right on at least one occasion and surprised me, so you've let yourself down there, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, it's Tony 3, Paul B, and it's Nick 1, and the Scanner say, never go back.
I'm marching forward through the darkness of the night. From out of the grave, dead voices in my mind. The search is over and I crushed all my fears. I got no regrets and I got no time for tears. Just when I think they'll bring me down, I find my feet firmly on the ground. That's when I know, yes I know, I'll never go back again. But ghosts from out of the past, dead memories bury so the pain doesn't last. The search is over and I crushed all of my fears. I got no regrets and I got no time for tears. Just when I think they'll bring me down, I won't break and I will not drown. That's when I know, yes I know, I'll never go back again.
I never go back again.
Hey, hey, I'll never go back again. Hey, hey, I'll never go back again. Hey, hey, I'll never go back again. Hey, hey.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scanner and Never Go Back from their forthcoming album, In Your Head, which will be out relatively soon, I think. And hello to Joe and the rest of the band. Did you do anything last week?
Really? No, a bit busy. Well, I had the weekend off because I picked up Steph at the airport Friday. She came back from Germany. So I did the airport run. And then just chilled out most of the weekend, really. And then back to work on Monday and just melting is what I'm doing.
Right, it is hot.
It is a bit hot, but no, I'll say, what did you go to?
Oh, I've had a quiet week. It was the last week of the Texan being here, you might remember. I think you've heard her a little bit on last week's show and more so on the week before. Hmm. She's now gone. Been here a month, Tone.
Wow.
I'm not used to living with someone.
No.
So I've spent the day just washing that girl right out of my hair. No, I just sort of changed the sheets and cleaned everything and what have you and got the place straight again. Because it's not like she made a mess particularly, but you know what it's like when there's just an extra person there. Hmm. Their stuff is just there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just there. And now it's not. So where the stuff was, I'd know. I've done a man's job of cleaning, Tony. I've basically done a lot of tidying up.
Okay.
And a bit of cleaning.
Right.
And yeah, so not much to report really. I did my tour last Saturday, it went well.
Yeah.
And looking forward to doing it again this week. If you want to know what my tour is, you can always look up nuttynottingham.co.uk, find out all about it there. And other than that, I've just been sort of doing stuff. So I haven't got anything to talk about really. I've been watching a lot of World Cup, okay.
I watched a fair bit. Steph's seen more than me, so in now Steph's back, we've actually watched quite a bit together. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I mean, we just watched the French match this afternoon, which is rubbish.
It really was. I watched Germany-Sweden in that pub on St James Street in Nottingham. I think it's called the Oz Bar, that big sports pub.
Oh, yeah.
And at full time, I just looked round at someone and this bloke looked round at me and we both said at the same time, bloody Germans. They've done it again, haven't they? They're bound to be brilliant, you know. You just think, oh, they're cracking. Oh, they're not there. Oh, there they go.
Yeah.
There they go. They've done it again.
Yeah, it was stressful here.
Yeah, I bet.
It was a good goal. That last goal was fantastic.
Yeah, and it wasn't Tony. Germany scored it.
Ah, okay. Right, okay.
That's why it wasn't fantastic. The only good goals are English goals, Tony. Except when they're goals scored against our rivals.
Right.
You need to learn that.
Okay.
I know that your loyalties are now split.
Yeah, that's put two teams.
Not.
No, of course they're not. we haven't even mentioned it. The 6-1 result.
We haven't.
It seems so long ago.
It was taking candy from a baby. And I did have to mention it on Facebook last night because a lot of the Scottish have been putting up these memes going, oh, you know, what is it, come dancing, or, oh, you know, it was only Panama and this and that. And I had to point out that just before the World Cup started, Panama played Northern Ireland, who are 15 places above Scotland in the world rankings, and Northern Ireland could only manage a 0-0 draw. So on that basis, it would mean that Panama would probably have thrashed Scotland. So shut up, Scotland. Also, what I liked about the game, and I know this is a little unfair, but it was funny, but the way that people react to this stuff on social media now is, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely beyond the pale. If the England fans choose to start singing when they're beating Panama 5-0, are you Scotland in disguise? Like, it's clearly a joke. I thought it was wonderful.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, it was great.
Nice.
It was truly fantastic. Anyway, the Scottish were up in arms about that, so then they started going on about this and that. I thought, let's just redress the balance a bit here. Panama got to the World Cup. They can't be that bad.
No, true.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, didn't he play well against us? But everyone's going, oh, Yabu sucks. Yeah, but wait till you play Belgium. Belgium only beat Panama 3-0. So by my reckoning, that makes us approximately twice as good as Belgium. So bring them on. Especially as it looks to all the world like Belgium are going to play their entire reserves so that they can come second in the group, because they think that's the easier run through to the final. We, on the other hand, really just need to win games. And if we just have to play every fantastic team on the way to the World Cup final, so be it. You've got to be the best team to win it. We might as well play a best team. I'd rather go out in the quarters, quite frankly, than lose the final.
Yeah, just go for it. There's no point in being tactical about the whole thing.
And there's that other thing as well, that I don't want to give the bloody Scottish any opportunity to say, oh yeah, but it's only because of this or that. So if we beat on the way to the final Germany, then Brazil, then Spain, and then have France in the final and beat them as well, I'll just be going, well, quite clearly we're pretty good. And if we go out to any one of those teams, there's no shame. Whereas if we go in the other half and we end up, I mean, we are assuming that we win our last 16 game here, which I'm not saying we will, but I would rather go out to one of the best teams in the world than maybe to a team that have had a good World Cup. That's how I feel. Anyway, I think we should play a song, all this talk about football and that. This is a music podcast, Tony.
Okay, cool.
One from the Vaults here, but I don't think it's from the Vaults. No, we haven't played the track before, but it's a band called the Dead X's, who for about a year we played. You might remember a song called If You've Got the Time, I've Got the Love, that we played a couple of times. Brilliant song. And another song called Re-Lovolution that we played. It's on the album Re-Lovolution. I think it came out like 2013 or something. Brilliant. Really liked it. But I don't know why I didn't revisit it and pick more songs off it, because there's another couple that are great. And I found one today and we're playing it.
Okay.
The Dead X's, however, Tony, when we played them, were a two-piece.
Ooh.
According to their website, which is...
TheDeadX's.com?
TheDeadX's.com, TheDeadX's.com, making it Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 3, it would appear that the Dead X's are now down to a solo artist playing their material. So maybe my little clue about the Virgin Marys a little earlier on the show has proved true. Anyway, point is, you can find out all about them and him and what's going on with them right now and the rest of the New York punk blues scene via the website, which is still current. But right now, as I say, Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 3, this is White Collar Crime.
Like a rich man, walk alone.
you're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dead X's and White Collar Crime. Do check out the album that comes from. You can find out about it via their website. Really, really good punk blues on there. One or two slower songs on it. Most of them do rock, and it's really good. I had no idea they were two-piece until I'd done the research after we played them, because I heard the song first and just thought they were a full band. There you go. Great band. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
How about that?
Yes, another week, another great gig. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. If you include the Facebook event, you might qualify for this week's Pagotwa. and that's what this week's is. Mike McGuigan's been in touch.
Mike McGuigan.
There you go. It's been a lot.
I love Mike. Good bloke, Mike McGuigan.
And he did title his email Pagotwa. So he's got a special place in my heart.
He should have as well. He's a solid individual.
Excellent. He says, "Hi Tony, how about Franklin Fest for 2018, the Punkies Gig of the Week? Kicks off Thursday, 28th of June, with the Phlegm through to King Salaam in the Cumberland 3, closing the weekend on Saturday night, and there's 11 other great bands in between." Fair enough to me. So it has qualified for this week's Punky Gig of the Week, or Pagotwa, if you are in the know. If you are one of the cool kids like me and Mike, do check it out. I've got the poster somewhere. Let's see if I can just
few bands that we've played on the show. There's more than we played. King Salaam, we played the Phlegm, the Jack Cades we've played as well. There was at least one more that I'd seen that we've played before.
Boff, the Beat Pack, the Feral Kind, Joe James and the Pariahs, Les Lullies.
Les Lullies, yeah, Les Lullies we played as well. They're the French band, really good. Well, garage punk, but more punk than garage. But great.
Yeah, the Dagger Debs as well, the Dagger Debs.
Yeah, it's a really good lineup.
Yeah.
So they've got some decent DJs on as well. It looks like being a brilliant weekend.
Don't know how much it is. Do check it out. It's over two venues, it looks like.
Yeah, it is. And it's two unusual venues, Tony.
The Underground and the Leith Depot.
Yeah, the Underground is at Teviot House, which is where Gilded Balloon have all of their Edinburgh shows during the Fringe.
Right.
And I think it's the basement nightclub there.
Okay.
And the one down Leith Walk. Again, these are venues. This is one of the things about the Edinburgh Fringe. A lot of it happens in the old town. A lot of it happens around a few streets. And everyone who visits Edinburgh maybe isn't aware that there's all this other stuff going on as well in the city. Leith Walk's a fantastic place to go out drinking. Loads of stuff going on down there. And they've got this great venue there, which is where Franklin Fest also is.
Excellent.
I'm loving it, basically.
Yeah. If you are around, do check it out.
Yeah, that does conclude, yes.
It does.
Concludes.
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Love you, really, the Scottish.
Back
off about the footer.
There you go.
We're better than you at it anyway. So, I don't know about you, Tony, but what I like to look forward to is a vinyl release.
Ooh.
Yeah. And there's a 7-inch vinyl release out next week from Lee's post-punkers Clamour that we played on the show a few weeks ago, and they brought out this 7-inch vinyl 2-track single ahead of an album that's coming out later on in the year. You're about to play it. I'm loving the Clamour, Tony. I'm loving Clamour. I say the Clamour, I don't want to confuse you there. They are Clamour, as in Franz, who I believe was a downhill skier, Austrian downhill skier. Talked about it before, didn't follow it up. Like everything else, didn't back it up. Basically, every time we finish this show, we reset and start again like it's never happened before.
Yes,
don't
we do.
Yep. Yes, we do. Anyway, what's Clamour's website?
Clamour.com.
Clamour.co.uk. Unlucky. Paulie the Internet for Tony 2. This is the rather spooky Spiral Girl.
She loved the noise. She used to love the glamour.
You're listening to You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks, Tony. Such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm not sure where the Splanet Pashers came from, but anyway, don't sound any as good as the Planet Smashers. That was Clamour, Spy or Girl. Check them out, clamour.co.uk. Are you doing anything this week?
Would like to try and get to watch the Star Wars film that I've not watched yet. The Solo one, wasn't that massively forced, but I'm tempted to go and see it.
Solo. I thought you meant you're going by yourself.
No, it's called Solo. Steph wants to go as well. So,
It's a duo for Solo.
It is. So hopefully that'll happen. If not...
I haven't seen much about it. Is that because I'm blind?
I think it's arrived with not a lot of fanfare, and it's done very badly. I think that's probably because you haven't really heard a lot about it. But I think they advertised it very well.
But that makes me think I'll probably like it, seeing as I seem to be against most people on their views of Star Wars films.
I think it's pretty good, and the cast is great. I'll definitely go to see it. It's always worth seeing a Star Wars film.
Well, I would expect a movie review if that happens.
Okay, so I can certainly do that.
Don't go Thursday night, will you?
I had a bloody... I booked a band practice in the Unit 5 because I've got a wedding to do. Got the band practice booked Thursday night. Completely forgot that it's the England match, so I'm going to have to cancel that. I'm not going to go sit in a room playing with my acoustic guitar for 2 hours watching at home.
That would be ultimate anti-football emo behaviour.
Yes, it would.
Would be writing it down in your diary in kitten blood if you did that.
Exactly. So I'll be doing that.
I think this is, as much as I will obviously be watching it, because I've been watching everything I can in the World Cup, this is probably a game that you can probably miss. I don't think it's going to be representative of either side. And after France and Denmark played out a 0-0 today, I'm not ruling out England and Belgium not necessarily doing something similar, but certainly taking their foot off the gas a bit.
It could be because
because we're the last game. So they'll know who they would be playing in the quarterfinals.
Oh, is that in the afternoon, is it?
Be playing in the quarterfinals, which route? So it could be, it isn't beyond the realms of possibility, but it could be that they could suddenly change their minds and go, look, we've got to win this. In which case it will be interesting. But it looks for all the world like they're going to play for a draw, and whichever team fancies coming second will make sure that they have more yellow cards, because at the moment we're ahead of Belgium by one yellow card on fair play.
Right.
So if you fancied coming second and it was 1-1 and you were England, I'd wait till the 95th minute and just headbutt Lukaku. Just get sent off and then that's the job done, isn't it? I'm not saying that anyone would do that sort of thing, but I think it might be likely. I'm doing that Thursday night. Tomorrow I'm going to see John Codger, Geordie. Oh, he's dreamy.
Oh.
That's right. I'm going up to Chesterfield to see the little spy right up there, see how he's doing. He's a bit more mobile than last time I saw him, so we're going to the pub, which I'm very pleased about.
Excellent.
So I'll be doing that tomorrow afternoon. Thursday, watching the football. Friday, don't know yet. Saturday, I'm doing my tour again. And how it's going so far is I invite people at the start of the tour, at the end of the tour, even though they have to pay to do it, to tip the tour guide. If the tips are generous, I just stay down at the pub and drink them.
Nice.
That's how it's gone so far. So if you are on the tour this week, feel free to tip me generously, and then you get last week I bought a round with the tips and they didn't all stay the vinyl back pretty cheap. These things happen. So that's my plan, really. And then when does July start? Sunday,
I think, yeah. Yeah,
I might be back to throwing boxes around the warehouse.
Oh.
Because I had most of June off, but I did say to them that I would start again on Sunday. I would start again in July. But there are some days I won't be available in July, such as all Saturdays and any potential World Cup game England could still be involved in.
Nice.
And I'm having to work it out, because you have to let the firm know when you can't work by Wednesday at 10 o'clock at night, and England don't play till Thursday, so I'm going to have to take a bit of a risk here and go, I can't do both of these. Oh, look, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Anyway, point is, I'm going back to life. back to reality, which is the best that's ever been sung. Right. Let's play two songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Johnny Mafia. Looking forward to talking about them. First up, Dirk Vermin and the Hostile Talent, as opposed to Dick Vermin, which is what I accuse them of being of last time we played them. Dirk Vermin and the Hostile Talent have got an album out right now that's really, really good. The best way to find out about them, or more importantly, find out about him, because Dirk Vermin is something of a Las Vegas legend, is to go to his website, which is...
DirkVermin.com.
It is. Now, what's that? Tony...
Three, four.
Yeah. That's right, isn't it? Yeah. And fascinating dude, gets up to all sorts. But it's quite a funny, he's got quite a funny write up on it, which just made me laugh because there's just a bit when he goes, I'm in the best place in my life I've ever been, and I'd like to thank you, the fans, for helping me have such a good time. I go, oh, mate, it might not be the fans doing that. Anyway, point is, great guy, great band. Great album. This is a great track. I've put in brackets here for what Dirk Vermin is like. It just says bonkers, frankly, and that's how I feel about them. I think you're going to like this a lot, Tone. This is Kill the Rat.
Upside Downer.
Upside
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Johnny Mafia and a track called Big Brawl. And Nigeria have just scored against Argentina as we play this live, and I'm laughing. Oh, there's cartwheels.
Excellent.
There's cartwheels, Tony. Johnny Mafia are from Sons, S-E-N-S, I think you say Sons, and they are ex-French post-Garage Madness. You can't call them Garage Punk, they're a bit beyond that. They're in a group of bands like the Scanners and like, or Scanners. And what's that other band that we played? Escobar, that are just doing great stuff in France right now. And they're all, and as I say, it's not punk, but it's not really Garage Punk either. It's somewhere between. What I will say is it's brilliant. And they've got a new album coming out on Dirty Water Records later in the year. And I meant to mention something about Dirty Water Records earlier in the show, because when we played The Darts, Tony, they came by Dirty Water Records as well. And Dirty Water Records didn't have an American base for the label. They were Europe-based. But anyway, one of the members of the Darts has set up the Dirty Water US branch, so they've got stuff going on there as well now, which is brilliant. It means that we're getting sent more great stuff through.
I'm excellent. Cool.
Yeah, indeed. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Johnny Mafia's Bandcamp page?
johnnymafia.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony Four, Paulie B, isn't it Four? This is going to be a thrilling finish.
Excellent.
A bit like football.
Mm.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Knickers?
Yeah.
No, you better crack on them.
Yeah, thanks for your twats previously. It's been a good couple of weeks, actually. Can't complain. You know, I complain when there's no twats. I've had a couple of good weeks. Frankly, I'm happy about that. But with all this craziness going on in the world, VAR, not VAR, ooh. I mean, must be a twat out there somewhere.
VAR's a twat, isn't it?
Yeah, although I quite
enjoy it. It's not all bad, but it is a twat.
Yeah. Interesting, though. But yeah, he's a bit twatty.
It's the future, without doubt. It just needs to be sped up and sorted out, which over time it will be, I imagine.
Yeah, certainly. That one last night, the Portugal match was ridiculous. With Portugal, who was it? Portugal?
Yeah, but Tony, it doesn't matter, because the thing is, the result of that match, the result of that, of how that group finished, is we've now got Portugal v Uruguay in the last 16.
Yeah, I mean, that's genius.
Judging by how both the teams have played so far, it's going to be the closest real football has ever come to the game in bed knobs and broomsticks. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
It's going to end up six aside. It just looks fantastic. It's going to be a brilliant match. It's not going to be a brilliant match if you are Uruguayan or Portuguese, but it's going to be a brilliant match for anyone else, because they're going to kick each other to bits.
Mm.
It's going to be what football's all about, Tony.
It is. But yeah, so email me your twats, essentially. tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. It doesn't have to be a person. It could be a mechanism. It could be a planet. It could be ethereal. Think out of the box.
Or inside it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if you know an extremely twatty box,
yes,
then twat the box.
Exactly. Email me now. Thank you.
Now, Croatia have gone one up against Iceland, which means that Nigeria have got to keep Argentina to a draw, otherwise Argentina are going through. The game will not be over by the end of this show, however.
Excellent.
You know the excitement of Punky Radio here. We're playing the music, we're watching the football, we're having the chat. We're doing it. Right. Should we just play a last song then?
Let's do that, yeah?
I guess we should. Bobby Funk, Tony. Falmouth Loony Punks, I've got down here, which is what they are. We played a track of theirs before, which was, now what was it called? It was a steroids one. Roid Riot or something. Anyway, they brought out a mini album, and we've got it, and there's some great songs on it. This is the second one off the album that we're going to play. What's Bobby Funk's Bandcamp page?
bobbyfunk.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Whoa.
Tony Five, Paulie B and Internet Four. We didn't need VAR for this one.
We didn't.
Yeah. Try and make out the lyrics of this. They're absolutely brilliant. This is Statham's of the Crass.
Gave the tape to save ignorance. That shit was real. From me to you. Do the old just live it? Of course I fucking do. Do the old don't just live it? Do the old just owe him a living? Do the old just serve a living? Of course I fucking do. Jason Statham is coming up to you. Jason Statham is gonna fuck you. Jason Statham is coming up to you.
That's about the size of it. Hope you've enjoyed the show this week. That was Bobby Funk. Statham's of the Crass is a play on the words of Stations of the Cross, if you didn't know, but you do now. You can look up Stations of the Cross and be suitably appalled. Religion, pah! Fooey. Maybe you can mention the online stations that carry this show and indeed other ways it can be listened to.
Yes, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio. That's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's A-N-D-R-A.S-E. If you have a mobile phone and you don't want to do the podcasting, you can listen to us on the TuneIn app. Very popular app. You can get all your major radio stations on there, including my favourite, Radio Pearl Jam. Thanks, Eddie. Loving you. and most podcasts. And finally, obviously, if you do have an Alexa device, you can download the there's an Amazon skill for the Alexa, the Punky Radio one. Thanks to Poco for that. If you search for Punky Radio on the Alexa skills website, you can add that to your Alexa and you can get down with the funkiness.
You can get down with the funkiness, indeed. That was beautifully said, Tony.
Thank you.
Argentina are 32 minutes away from going out of the World Cup. I can hardly control my excitement. Hope you have a good week, whatever you're up to. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't, yeah.